You're now listening to the English news of Gung Ho Radio and Television Station. On March 26, the delegation of the Central Propaganda Department, led by Mr. Fang Songtui, deputy head of the Central Propaganda Education Department, worked with Gangneung City Party Committee on the result of 10 years of implementing Conclusion No. 100 of the Secretariat Term 11. In the 10 years of implementing Conclusion No. 100, there have been numerous beneficial developments in the scope and techniques of the city's investigation, comprehension, and research of social tourism. Periodic, special, and thematic reports accurately and truthfully capture public opinions on matters about political, ideological, economic, and social security in the city. On March 25th, the Secretary of Gangneung City Party Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, chaired the conference summarizing the five-year party building work 2021-2025 and summarizing 15 years of implementing the party charter 2011-2025. A scientific conference with the theme Development of Party Members in Public Service Units in Education, Healthcare, Non-State Enterprises and Residential Areas took place on March 25th. Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee and Secretary of Gangneung City Party Committee, presided over the conference. The conference received nearly 50 articles and presentations. Of these, almost 10 focused directly on political, ideological, and ethical education. Furthermore, officials, employees, and workers engaged in emulation movements actively trained and endeavored to become members of the parties. On the afternoon of March 25th, the City Heart Hospital organized a meeting to celebrate Vietnam Social Work Day. Speaking at the event, Director of the Hospital, Dr. Võ Hồng Sở, acknowledged the vital roles played by each member of the social work team, who have given their best to assist and encourage the hospital's underprivileged patients. He also reminded the social work team to keep improving and to accept and assist patients openly and appropriately. From the beginning of the year until now, Huahao Buddhist officials and followers in the city have actively responded and participated in patriotic emulation movements launched by the Vietnam Falun Front Committee at all levels. Social charity projects that are noteworthy include organizing the construction and maintenance of 12 traffic bridges at a cost exceeding 4.1 billion Vietnam Dong, and building and modernizing roads totaling 5.2 kilometers. Additionally, they built 39 charity houses with contributions totaling more than 1.4 billion Vietnam Dong to be given to households facing housing issues. They also organized a charity kitchen to serve the underprivileged and those in tough situation. In total, the value of social charity activities is more than 14.4 billion Vietnam Dong. The Ministry of Education and Training proposes to recruit teachers with college degrees in many subjects according to the 2018 General Education Program, including History and Geography, Natural Science, Technology, Foreign Languages, Information Technology, and Arts at elementary and middle school levels. According to the newly issued document guiding the organization of the 2024 National Exit Exam from the Ministry of Education and Training, candidates will officially register to take the exam from May 2nd to 5 p.m. on May 10 online. Free candidates may register to take the exam at the Department of Education and Training designated units during this time. High school will examine and update data from the industry database about students in grade 12 students, including student personal information, finished by 5 p.m. on April 23rd, and students' learning results information, finished by 5 p.m. on May 31st. Units are in charge of training candidates on how to utilize their allotted accounts to register for the online exam, verify personal information, register for admission to universities and colleges, and submit supporting documentation to get admissions preferences. to increase the value of farming as well as converting crops and livestock. Many farmers in Ventan District have boldly switched from rice land to growing lotus for lotus roots, which has brought economic efficiencies to farming households. Initially, a few farmers in Wenmei Hamlet, Ventan Town, Ventan District, planted the lotus growth model of 10 hectares of rice field. After seeing how successful it is, many households have teamed up to create a cooperative organization to grow lotus for lotus roots. With an area of roughly 20 hectares, the cooperative group now consists of 8 planting households. Households that cultivate lotus claim that a lotus grower may harvest 4 kilograms of lotus roots every day. With current prices ranging from 20,000 to 26,000 Vietnam dong per kilogram, people can still make a profit of about 20,000 dong even after deducting the cost of each kilogram of lotus roots. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.